It's now Senator Anthony M. Bucco. But wait a minute, not yet. Bucco was named Tuesday night by Republican committee members from District 25 to replace his late father in the state Senate. He was the only candidate. But Bucco will not officially take his seat until he is sworn in, the date of which is unknown. That allows him to continue his re-election campaign for the state assembly. He does not plan to join the Senate until the election is over. If he wins, Bucco will resign his assembly seat and be replaced by someone chosen at, you guessed it, another convention. Republicans hope Bucco's presence on the ballot will help the GOP retain his seat. Democrats, meanwhile, have criticized the plan and will probably continue to do so between now and the November 5th election. Here's a question for you. What happens if Senate President Sweeney calls a Senate session before the election just to swear in Bucco? Just wondering.